Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey is brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
Hello again and welcome to the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Previously, we took you through the 2012 regular season as a warm-up for this season. And today we are going through a historic playoff run for a couple of teams. Reese, Ubley, and Harbor Beach all made it to the postseason for 11-man football, and that's where we will begin, right after a word from some of our sponsors.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Here's why your friends and neighbors are driving to More Motors. We have the largest selection in the thumb of the Ford Fiesta, over 40 miles per gallon, starting at just $13,995. And see More Motor Sales for the largest selection of the F-Series truck, the best-selling truck for over 36 years, with huge rebates and dealer discounts. That's why your friends and neighbors are driving to More Motor Sales, M81 just west of Carroll.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 9 years. You have the right to choose. So make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. The 2013 football season is right around the corner, and you can almost feel it in the air. As promised, today we are going through the 2012 playoff run for our area teams. Ubley and Reese both landed themselves in Division 7 play for the MHSAA playoffs, and our coverage sent us there west to Reese. Ubley was playing some of their best football of the year, and Reese, somehow, per usual, was strong, fast, and tough. It was back and forth the whole way through, and suddenly, Ubley was knocking on the door in the second half.
And Sweeney's going to keep it for himself. He has the first down. He's out to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to midfield. He's into Reese territory at the 40, to the 35, to the 30, down to the 20, to the 25. One man to beat to the 5. Touchdown, Ubley! Nick Sweeney takes it all the way down from the 25-yard line into Reese territory, in for the score, a 75-yard run on the keeper, right through the gut of the line. Nick Sweeney finds himself standing up with the ball for the touchdown. It's now Reese 22, Ubley 14.
But Reese held off the Bearcats' surge and secured a 10-point victory over Ubley, 38-28, and Ubley would finish the season at 6-5. Harbor Beach, in their playoff opener, hosted Merrill, and the Pirates sunk the Vandals 48-0. District Finals, Harbor Beach being the only 11-man football team still in the hunt now, took on the undefeated and offensive powerhouse New Lothrop way down in Genesee County. The Pirate offense was ready, and even their defense was hungry.
Newman is by himself in the backfield. He likes to run an option out. There's no option on this one. And he's staying in the pocket, looking for the quick pass right in the middle. It's into the hands of Eli Kraft. No, excuse me, that's not Eli. That's number 47, Aaron Ginther. He's out to the 30.
He's gone.
He is gone. He has pay dirt in front of him. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach with the pick six. Aaron Ginther takes it. 55 yards for the score. Aaron Ginther saw that one from the beginning, and Harbor Beach has the first lead of the night. It's Harbor Beach 6, New Lothrop nothing. This crowd is stunned.
And on the very next play,
6:52 left in the first quarter. Newman's back to pass, and it's picked off by again. Eli Kraft at the 45. He's now into Harbor Beach territory at the 30. Now the 35. He's still on his feet and pushed out of bounds at the 16-yard line.
Final score, Harbor Beach 56, New Lothrop 20. Regional finals. Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes, up in the thumb, taking on the Pirates. Not much was known about Our Lady coming into the game, but the Harbor Beach defense showed its prowess in a low-scoring game, and the special teams of HB kicker Nick Hessling was on display.
The kick is up. It has the distance as it's through. It is good.
Nick Hessling nails a 40-yard field goal for the Pirates and tacks on 3 points for the Pirates. Harbor Beach 10, Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes nothing.
The Pirates would tack on another score in the second half while giving up 10. Final score, Harbor Beach 17, Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes 10. On to the state semifinals.
Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza begins with the very best. Dough made fresh each day. 100% fresh shredded cheese. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza features 8 crispy corner slices that deliver a delicious crunch in every bite. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. for just $8.
From Little Caesar's Pizza with locations in Bannack, Pigeon, Harbor Beach, Cass City, Carroll, and Vassar.
Hi, this is Mark Brown, owner of Little Caesar's Pizza. We offer hot specials every day. We're always ready to serve you at Little Caesar's Pizza.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
It was the opponent that the town dreaded for 21 years. Muskegon Catholic Central. Nightmares of the 1991 state final game against the Crusaders were still fresh in everyone's mind when they were shut out by the Gold Helmets in the Silver Dome. But this was a new day. It was the state semifinals of 2012. Harbor Beach came out firing, scoring 26 unanswered points in the first half.
Same formation, except that Kraft keeps it for himself. He's down to the 10, to the 5, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach! Eli Kraft runs it in from 14 yards out for the score. It's now Harbor Beach 26, Muskegon Catholic Central nothing.
But then the MCC strength showed and rattled off 27 unanswered points, which brings us to late in the fourth quarter.
Third and 5. Throws it out to Travis Essmaker for the first down. It's caught, and he's in for the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach! Travis Essmaker brings in on the 3rd and 5 for the reception and finds himself in the end zone for an 18-yard reception and score. Harbor Beach brings back the lead to their sideline. It's now Harbor Beach 32, Muskegon Catholic Central 27.
Muskegon Catholic Central, with one last chance to take the lead and potential victory, was marching down the field but found themselves in a 4th down position. Here's the call. Sort of.
Harbor Beach amping another crowd up. Muskegon responding themselves. 2:25 left. Clock going down. 4th and 6. With 2 receivers to the left. 1 to the right. Holt in the shotgun. And here comes Harbor Beach. Yes, sir. Eli, number 52 of Harbor Beach. Brandon Oswald came through on the blind side of Nick Holt and brought him down for the sack. A huge play. Turns over the ball to Harbor Beach with 2:15 left in the fourth quarter.
Final score, Harbor Beach 32, Muskegon Catholic Central 27. The state championship, Ford Field, the day every high school football player dreams of in the state of Michigan. Harbor Beach taking on another perennial, Beale City. It started out just like 1991. Hope was slipping fast.
And there's the snap, passing to his right, a little bit of screen pass, bounced right into the air, and it's intercepted by number 10, Ty Rowland for Beale City, bounced directly into the air, hit the hands of Aaron Ginther, and it's a turnover for Harbor Beach already. And it's 1st and 10 for Beale City from Harbor Beach's 24-yard line. Not the start Harbor Beach was looking for.
But then Harbor Beach came through on defense, just like the past 13 weeks.
And now they come down to the three-point stance. It's a handoff. They're trying to hand it rolling. He's right down the line. Down to the line. Do they have it? Looks like he's short. They have him all the way down to the one-yard line, and he is short of the touchdown. It is a turnover of downs for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach, Ty Rowland, kept rolling down to the line, to the end zone. And it's literally, the nose of the football is about 3 inches away from the end zone. Did not break the plane. Turnover of downs, Harbor Beach ball from their own 1-inch line.
The Pirates then rattled off touchdown after touchdown, and it was all Harbor Beach.
And it's a handoff to the right side to Austin Seltz, and touchdown. He's in for the score. Austin Seltz dives from the right, in for the score. It's Harbor Beach 27, Beale City 3 on a 4th and 1 from the 6-yard line. Harbor Beach scores for the 4th time of the day.
Final score, Harbor Beach 35, Beale City 10. An emotional trip for the Pirates over the 14-week season and the first state title in Harbor Beach history. The Pirates finished the season at 13-1. That is going to conclude today's edition of the Coach's Corner. Join us tomorrow as we now start to talk with area football coaches on their outlook of the season just ahead. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. We'll see you next time.
Join us at the same time tomorrow for Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey, brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe.